B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Would this coming weekend be the Final Four?
Usually the first weekend in April, right?
Yeah, but Didn't things get delayed this year? I don't know.
We would have known that. We would have known who's in the Final Four.
Yeah, Dan says we would know who's in the Final Four today.
Yes. All right. So, Rich, in honor of that and the fact that there's no sports, we have been putting together some of the listeners' favorite bits that we have done. And what is the one that we are going to play now?
Now, let's just chalk this one up to giving the people what they want. Because when we mentioned that we were taking suggestions for the best TNR segments in the history of our show, this was not one that I expected, because this is what is the definition of a mixed reaction. Something that many people thought might not be our proudest moment. And however, there were people who really, really wanted to hear it again. Matter of fact, out of all the requests, this one's probably a top threer. Let's go back just to the beginning of last year in a bit called simply Game of Thrones.
Hi, this is Catherine Tappan, star of Nessun.
Star of Nessun.
The battle for Boston's biggest sports legend continues, but today I'm Catherine Tappan, star of...
Hi.
What's Tappanin'?
Up to this point, that was the worst bit, I think, unanimously, that we've ever done.
No,
what's Stoner's happening?
Raises,
but nobody remembers that one. What's happening? Everyone remembers.
Yeah, Rudd Stafford was.
And it had nothing to do with her. It was a concept that just did not really quite work.
Yeah, it was not good. All right, well, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if nothing else, we have to ride the trends, and there's something everyone's talking about.
There is. And so, of course, like we like to do, we try to piggyback on the popularity of something massive that is going on either in the sports world or pop culture. And right now, we have downstairs in the office bathroom, we have both Nick and Bird. They are right now in each individual stall inside said bathroom, and we thought of a game that we are simply calling
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
See, because it's a long flush. See, Game of Thrones is a show, and people call toilets sometimes thrones.
Yeah. So
we explored the depths of our minds. And decided, what we came to, Rich, is it was going to be a Name That Tune situation.
Pretty much. So what is happening is that Nick and Bird are each in an individual stall right now in the company bathroom, and I will give them a category, and they will have to tell us how many flushes they believe they can complete the category's requirements in. So let's go to Nick and Bird, who right now, let's see if they were competent to at least get on the phone with us for our Game of Thrones. Let's check in on Nick. Nick, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Bird. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
So and you did put on the door, bathroom clothes. Do not, because we don't want somebody actually walking in the middle of this.
Yes, we did.
All right, in your clothes, because this does not require you to sit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have clothes on.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rich, what is this called again?
This is called
Game of Thrones.
So, gentlemen.
Game of Thrones.
Yes, that's what it's called.
So, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a category. And each one of you has to tell me one at a time how many flushes you believe you can complete said category in, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, so you ready for the category number one?
Sure.
So you're not flushing until you've predicted how long it will take.
Right. Until I say go. One of you will answer, one of you will flush.
There's a lot of monetary value for this.
Yeah. So I will give you the category, and you say, I can do that in blank flushes, okay? Let's start with Nick. Nick?
Yeah.
The category is to name 10 Marvel movies.
How many flushes?
I can probably do that in 3 flushes.
All right. Bird, how long do you think it would take you to do it?
About the same. I'll go 2.
Once again, he doesn't quite get the concept of the game.
All right, so
You can name 10 Marvel movies in 2 flushes, Bird? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Well, then, let's play the Game of Thrones, shall we? So,
okay.
When I say go, Bird, I want you to start naming 10 Marvel movies, and Nick, you start the flushing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
On your mark, get set, play the Game of Thrones!
Captain America, Civil War. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Ant-Man and Wasp. Avengers of Ultron. Thor.
You are absolutely wrong. Right. Bird, I am so sorry, Bird. Bird, you have lost.
Seven, so.
Don't flush away thy chances.
Bird, you're done!
I know.
What's the name of this game again?
Game of Thrones.
That's right, okay. So, Bird, you are 0 for 1 in the Game of Thrones.
So stupid.
It's awesome. I love it. Why didn't we do this?
Thank you, John.
I love it.
It's because it was Rich and I essentially on acid.
I know. That's what makes it great. Next category, Bird and Nick.
Okay.
Name 10 bars around the TD Garden.
Ooh.
Nick, how many flushes can you do that in?
I can do it for 2 flushes.
Oh no, you can't.
Way.
There's
Boy.
No way. You're lying.
Wow.
Bird, can you beat that?
No, I can't. He's full of it. No way.
All right, so Bird, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Nick, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's play the Game of Thrones!
Okay. Lansdowne Pub, Game On, Cask and Flagon. Oh, no. Bleacher Bar.
You failed miserably.
Oh.
That was
too close. Oh, no, you have failed!
Bird hath dropped thy deuce.
Sorry. Which game are we playing?
Game of Thrones.
All right, let's get a little more realistic here, guys. I mean, two flushes is... Two flushes is awfully...
At Toucher and Rich. Guys, this just locked up the Marconi. At Toucher and Rich, what the hell is happening right now?
That's Game of Thrones.
Sheer awesomeness is happening right now.
What am I listening to? Maybe we do want someone to walk in during this? Hashtag take the sign down?
No one takes the sign down. All right. Guys, you're a little...
Ambitious.
Ambitious here. Let's kind of think of what we
want
to do.
I want there to be a winner. All right. Finally, our final category, 1 with 3.
My wife just texted, so awful, it's funny.
Or just so awful, it's awful. All right.
All right, gentlemen. Okay, so if you don't know what's going on, Bird and Nick are in the bathroom. And we give them something like a list... And they have to, in how many flushes can they get the things right?
Okay.
This toilet.
The category is... The category is...
Poop.
Top, name 10 books of fiction.
Oh, I could do it in 45.
72 flushes.
Oh, this is a head scratcher for both of you.
All right. Nick, how many flushes do you think it would take to name 10 books of fiction?
I am going to say 4 flushes.
4 flushes.
Oh.
Bird.
Saying 4 or 5 flushes.
Okay, well, you can't go up. Okay, so I guess we'll just get, you know, let's give this one to Bird.
I agree.
It's a stand up.
This is good.
I think we give this one to Bird.
Yes.
All right, Bird. You think you can do it in 4 flushes when you couldn't name 1 book of fiction when we had you on a couple weeks ago?
Oh God, yeah.
Let's play the Game of Thrones.
Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six. Disney, just Mickey Mouse. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Did you just say Tom Clancy? As
yeah,
a book?
Who? Doctor Seuss.
Doctor Seuss is out of
$100. 5 plus.
Bird.
I give it 1.
Bird.
Did he just say Tom Clancy?
Yes. He said Seal. I think. Did you say Seal Team 6, Bird?
Whatever. He said Mickey Mouse as a work of fiction, like a book. God. Oh, well, I am sorry, gentlemen.
What was the last thing you just played?
Which one? Taking a poop.
Game of Thrones.
All right, 617-779-0985.
I think we're all winners in this.
Why are you giving out the phone number?
Just in case someone had an opinion about something they might have heard on the radio.
Both of you failed miserably.
Kraken.
Kraken in Game of Thrones.
Well, I mean, it's, come on.
No, it's definitely a toilet.
Royal stench of thy diarrhea.
I think my 8-year-old daughter just went, this is too immature.
Bird just naming authors and made up cartoon characters.
Mickey Mouse. Dr. Seuss.
Well, there it is. Game of Thrones.
So look for that to be replayed
88 times at the seventh right circle of hell.
The 10th anniversary of the station's coming up.
That's a top tenner right there.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance the mountain comes in and kills everyone? That's what the guy on Twitter says.
Well, I like that you made one about diarrhea.
I didn't make anything so.
Beware thy royal stench of thy diarrhea.
Well, maybe I did. I forgot about that one.
Jesus. All right. We'll be back.
Game of Thrones.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Would this coming weekend be the Final Four?
Usually the first weekend in April, right?
Yeah, but didn't things get delayed this year?
I don't know.
I don't know. We would have known who's in the Final Four.
Yeah, Dan says we would know who's in the Final Four today.
Yes. All right. So, Rich, in honor of that and the fact that there's no sports, We have been putting together some of the listeners' favorite bits that we have done, and what is the one that we are going to play now?
Now, let's just chalk this one up to giving the people what they want, because when we mentioned that we were taking suggestions for the TNR, best TNR segments in the history of our show, this was not one that I expected, because this is what is the definition of a mixed reaction, something that many people thought might not be our proudest moment, and however, there were people who really, really wanted to hear it again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Hey, Pats Nation, this is Matthew Slater. I know right now we're all facing some uncertain, unprecedented times. We can all do our jobs by washing our hands, refraining from touching our face with our hands, coughing or sneezing into our elbows, maintaining a healthy distance from others, and staying at home as much as possible. I hope that real soon we can all meet again at Gillette Stadium and stay safe.
Matthew Slater shouldn't be out there doing those PSAs. He should be in the lab finding a cure for this thing.
Well, who says that he's not? He's just going to spring that upon the world and say, hey, look, you know, while you, well, you guys with the science places and stuff like that. I've been doing it at home while I've been quarantining, you know?
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
You know what? That came from a video that the Patriots put out, and it actually, and I just put in the Slater part because it's the only part we really wanted to hear, but like it's got like a bunch of people on the Patriots roster, and it really hits home when you watch it. How there's really no real stars left on this team. No. I mean, because Edelman wasn't on the video, so he's gone. Obviously, Tom Brady not on it. And then it's like, hey, this is Matthew Slater. And then it goes, hi, this is Devin McCourty. And you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden you see, hey, this is Matt Lacoste, tight end for your New England Patriots. So he had to actually say what position he played. So we would go, oh, yeah, I forgot, Matt Lacoste. And then it would be like, hey, this is Cody Davis. Hi, this is Jake Bailey. And you're like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a weird season. Like, yeah. I forgot these people were on the team.
Yeah, no star power. All right, so to my understanding, celebrities, I've not seen any of this, but celebrities have been giving out free content. They've been going and playing songs and things of that nature. And they're, you know, much to people's, they're very happy about it. And, you know, I heard that the Backstreet Boys did something and this and that.
Oh, there was a concert last night, or there is a special on TV last night. Did you see it? It was the concert at home, and it had a bunch of big names like Camila Cabello and all these people I've never heard of before doing songs.
No, you couldn't have paid me to watch that, so no, I didn't watch it.
I turned it on for a minute and went, nope. I saw Ryan Seacrest, and then I saw like him give it to some like Dreamboat 19-year-old playing an acoustic guitar, and I went, nope. Yep. And so I guess tonight your boy James Corden is doing something with
good.
Some That's big something. Names as well.
Oh, good. That's something else I can ignore. And so, but, you know, it's not... None of it can live up to a certain man. Now, there's a man who collects geets. He loves tweets. And he owns a football team. I couldn't think of another rhyme.
So the great thing about this, Fred, is that everyone's making these videos. Like, I mean, I'm talking any kind of actor, athlete. Everyone's making them. And you see them all come up. But there have been only about three or four that when you saw pop up on your timeline, you went... Ooh, this one has potential.
Yes.
And when we saw one from our man Jim Hersey, owner of the Colts.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
I said, all right. All right, let's see what's doing.
Yeah, he owns the Colts.
Yep.
That's his job. So he decides, listen, I can make the world a better place. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to grab one of my classic geets.
Right.
And entertain the masses.
Well, so at this point, it's just him sitting at a desk, a big desk, where he does very important things like color and talking to a desk fan. And then he's holding a dog. So at this point, he's just holding like a little dog. Let's get to the tape, shall we?
Hello, Colts Nation, NFL Nation, this nation and the world in general. Drake and I are here, my good buddy, and we're just bunkering down. Hey, look it. We got to do.
Stop it for a second. Like Drake, look at him like one of the kids. My buddy, I named my dog Drake. I'm one
he
of
makes
the
all
kids.
The business decisions around here. I put some names on the floor, and he just pees on the one that he wants me to draft. Drake, yeah. You're a genius. Or maybe that was me that peed in the middle of the night, and I just don't remember. Sometimes it happens. When you drink a little too much, the old bag gets a little loose, if you know what I mean.
Just, I love Drake. I can't help it. I'm just a kid at heart. All right, continue.
We got to do with the president, Congress, the governors, just like our players do to the coaches. Follow the playbook. Do what they say. And trust me, the sun will rise. We will play games. We will be united together. This is my little doggy Drake, and we're holed up here. And I'm just sending great wishes to everyone. And we're doing everything we can to get food to the children that aren't getting their meals at lunch. And just sending out a lot of love and good wishes. So, Drake, you go over here for a second. Okay. You okay there, buddy? Okay. Well, I just thought maybe just a touch of Bob Seger here might not be a negative thing. You know, everyone needs music in these times. So,
all right, so stop.
No.
So his idea is that he's going to play, like, this is something you'd leave a party if it was happening. But his idea is that he's going to just pick up the guitar and play some Seger. And then in his mind, he thinks that people are going to be like, we're back to normal.
Jim, haven't the people suffered enough?
He's in his mind, he's like, look, maybe I can give these people 15 minutes of just sweet, sweet relief. Get their minds off stuff.
Fred, why do I think that every meeting he has in that office with any player or personnel member ends with this?
Oh, sure.
And before you leave, man, I just want to give you a little Seeger before you take off. Just, you know, to really to put things in perspective of what we just said at this meeting. Here's some Seegs.
Here's some Seeger. Now, you pick what acts you want me to play. Over here, I have Jerry Garcia's. Over here, I have Mata Hopples.
Mata Hoople.
I call him Hopple. If you knew the guys, you'd get it.
Right over here, we got Leslie West from Mountain. You know, he once, you know, spit on this by accident. He didn't actually buy it, but he was kind of, you know, looking at my guitar, and he spit on it as he was throwing
Leslie
up.
Leslie West kept it under his boobs. All right, here we go. Let's hear what he has to do.
Well, I just thought maybe just a touch of Bob Seger here might not be a negative thing. You know, everyone needs music in these times. So I'm getting adjusted here in my fancy chair on the lawn. On the lawn.
All right, stop. Okay, there's no way he's sober. There's that, not a
first
chance.
First of all, nice false start. Oh, hang on. Let me make sure I'm in key here.
If that's right, if that's the way the song goes, then there's a problem.
By the way, that's the musical equivalent of I don't know if I can say this word. It rhymes with fart, but it starts with an SH. On a loan. Whoa. On a loan.
Like, I mean, he is the furthest thing from sober. If you were at a party and he picked up his guitar and started doing this, you couldn't be out the door fast enough. But for him, he's like, man, we need music in these times. No, Not really,
not your
Jim.
Music. Not your music. No,
no. I think I can do without this. This is not something that I need.
Depends how much money he's offering you. Like, Philip Rivers sat in that chair across the desk, and he's like, I'm going to pay you $25 million, but first you have to listen to me play Bob Seger. What would
and
you
And then
do?
Philip Rivers walked out of the room. All right, he continues.
On the lawn. On the lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Hang on a second. Is he playing the guitar right?
No, no, Fred. He's not good at all.
That doesn't sound at all no. like how the song goes.
Rhythm is something that has never touched his body at all. It's yeah, like, his arm's just like flailing as if it's having a conniption. And,
yeah.
And he's accidentally hitting a right note every once in a while. But it's, you know, I would say he's, you know, out of the fingers on the strings, I'd say maybe like one out of the four that you press down on are hitting the right note.
Now, this isn't like playing Eruption. This seems like that you could learn this song rather quickly, but he's chosen to not do that. All right, continue.
East of Omaha, you can hear the engines ringing. Out is one lost song. Think about the woman or the girl you knew. That's all she wrote. Yeah, I am not Paul McCartney or John Lennon, but I love you all. God bless.
Oh, fantastic. By the way, you know what's great about that? I honestly think he only knows how to play one song. Because the only audio we have of any time he's ever been on TV or he's been on stage or there has been... He's playing Turn the Page by Bob Seger. I honestly think he only knows how to play one song.
That you know about.
That's all she wrote.
That's right. Thank you. We appreciate that.
That's all she wrote. Now, you try to, now just, you know, I'm glad I could make a day. That's all
That's
she
all
wrote.
She wrote.
I'm glad I could make everything okay.
Every single meeting, I guarantee you, ends with that. Oh, I got yeah. a little Siegs before you sign on the dotted line here.
Hey, man, I'm not your typical boss. Come over here and let me rip. All right. Well, there you go. That is what you do.
He's not the only one inspiring the world, though, Fred. Later on the show, there were a lot of people this weekend who were, you know, writing things to get us all inspired. And some actually legitimately got me excited, Fred.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing that. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, guys. I hope we're all staying home and staying safe, but hopefully we're also staying active, too, because we got to give our body what it needs at this time to support a healthy immune system. And I got a few simple TB12 tips for you. The first is a positive mindset that we can overcome anything that we're faced with, and I know we're going to overcome this. We got to stay hydrated, and we got to give our body what it needs in order to support itself with nutrient-dense vegetables. Mom, you'd be very proud of me for saying that. I know I wasn't great at that as a kid. We got to get some vitamin D. Get in the sun if you can. Try to get some extra vitamin C and zinc. They're great immune boosters. Dad, we got to skip the added sugars, especially at this time. Get some extra protein in you. And a couple more things. One, sleep. Get your rest and recovery. Get on a regular schedule. And then last, we got to stay active for at least 30 to 60 minutes a day. So that's how we're going to stay healthy. That's how we're going to stay safe. and I know we're going to get through this together.
On the lawn. On the lawn. East of Omaha, you hear the engines ringing. How is one lost song?
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now I'm reading a doctor saying that the peak of the U.S. Coronavirus will be on April 15th. So
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's not the attitude, John.
I know. I know.
I saw you had a tweet that you were, or Facebook or something.
Yep.
That you were running and you were feeling down.
I was. I was feeling all kinds of down, and then I listened to some Jim Irsay in my headphones while I was running, and I felt better.
No, you saw a sign.
Yes, I did.
Someone's door.
I did. I saw a sign in Natick. People are writing on sidewalks and posting signs on front doors, and it seems to be about the max we could do at this point. So I felt a little better, yes. I did.
Signs are saying, stay the hell away from Castle Island.
That's right.
A-holes.
I know.
They're making it worse for
Castle
everyone.
Island?
What's that?
What's Castle Island?
It's in Southie. It's there's like a big park there, and there's, you know, it's when the weather's nice, it's packed.
It's obviously island. It's right next to the water. It's a nice walk you can do, and there's a snack bar at the end of it.
Yeah, that's where Sullivan's is, known for their hot dogs. Right. And there's like tons of playgrounds and stuff. It's basically the last place you need to be going right now. And it was packed yesterday on the news, or this weekend, maybe it was Saturday. They showed an overhead shot, and everyone's like sitting outside of Sullivan's eating these, you know, like eating in masses of people, and everyone's hanging out at the playground. And, you know, Marty Walsh had to come and say, we're closing all the parks now. So, I mean, which I thought they were going to be closed anyway, but that pisses me off to no end. And then there's the video that came out this weekend of that mega church in Florida where everyone's down there. And it just once again goes to what I was saying when this thing first broke out. Now, my family members have finally seen the light, no pun intended. But at first, they refused to not go to church during all this because, you know, there's a lot of like older religious people who think, well, listen, you know, God's going to keep me safe at church. And to my family members, it's like, well, God also gave you a brain and scientists and experts telling you don't do this or you could die. So, and I said, and also, you know, it's not that you could get sick. You could get a ton of other people sick. And so you got this thing down in Florida where people are doing that. I mean, at some point, it sucks that they have to ruin it for everybody, but they're going to have to get to the point in some of these places where you just have to, you got to lock these people down. Lock them down because they're ruining it for everybody else.
The other part of it is, Rich, and I'm sure you saw this picture over the weekend, Duval County in Florida closed all their beaches, but the next county over did not. You saw, you know, all the Duval County beaches closed, and then right the first step into the next county, the beach was completely cluttered, and the governor started blaming people from New York. Oh, these aren't Floridians on the beach. These are people from New York who came down to sit on the beach.
I like to think I'm a pretty peace-loving person. I wish bad things upon all those people. Like, really bad things. The fact that they are going to be responsible for this thing continuing longer than any of us wanted to is absolute. And you know what? If you find out that there's these people like this pastor down in Florida who are doing this, you should do everything you can to rally against those people. If you in any way supported what this guy was about, stop. If there's any kind of politician that allows this stuff to happen, then you need to think twice about where your loyalties lay. I mean, that pissed me off. And by the way, I saw something weird too, that because of like the big breakout, like I guess Revere just now switched to takeout only. I thought restaurants were supposed to be doing that anyway.
Exactly.
Was that just the city of Boston?
It's that way where
it's
I
that
live.
Way here.
Yeah. In my town.
The news this morning it was like Revere has decided to just do takeout only. I thought you were supposed to be doing that for the last like 3 weeks, and you're now figuring it out.
Real quick, was specifically on Revere Beach, what they didn't want to do is have people congregating. So like places like Kelly's that only do takeout or Bianchi's Pizza, they actually decided to close and will only do delivery now because they think that there was contributing to the fact that large crowds were gathering. So they said, you know what? We will voluntarily close.
Good on them.
Yeah, and we'll only do delivery. So good on them for recognizing that and working with the mayor. So that was one of those, you know, odd things where people were going in and getting takeout and then standing outside on the beach.
Well, you go.
It's just it's dumb everywhere you look, and like and these aren't even isolated incidents. And I thought for a while I was actually feeling pretty good about the state of Massachusetts. You hadn't heard ever since the like St. Patrick's Day weekend idiocy. You hadn't heard really anything bad, and then the Castle Island thing happened. And you're just like,
where were both of those incidents, Rich?
They were both in Southie.
Oh. Yeah, so,
I thought that Massachusetts was like, all right, finally, no. You had our one weekend of idiocy and it's over with. And then you see that and it just pisses you off to no end. So congratulations. You've got all these people still out there doing this and it's making it worse for all of us.
Well, I woke up this morning, if it makes you feel better, and there was two red spots on the sheets that I don't know where that came from. So there you go. Maybe I got
what?
Something. There's just two.
What?
I don't know if it's the cat or if it was me. Uh-huh. I don't know. There's just two red right? splotches. I don't know if it came out of my nose.
Is it on your pillow?
No, it's on the sheet. So, but like by where my head would be. So I don't know if it came out of my nose or what's going on. Because when I stay in, my nose all dries out, and then it's like get like bloody, you know, all that.
Well, you just answered your own question. That's probably what happened.
But it's a little disconcerting when you see two red, and then there's like hair in it.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know what's going on.
You're just falling apart, Fred.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think the solution is you need to get out of the house and come right here to the studio and broadcast live from here.
That would be irresponsible, John.
Somebody on Twitter says, I drove by two parks in Dorchester packed with people and kids playing a game of pickup hockey on rollerblades in a parking lot. What are we even doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I got tweeted a couple of things where people are holding barbecues in their backyard over the weekend, and that's legit pissing off their neighbors. But what are you going to do? You call the police on these people? I mean, what do you do?
Well, what are the police going to do?
Exactly. That's just it. I mean, you can't do anything, but there are pockets of people out there who just don't care. It's obvious.
Well, I mean, someone having a barbecue is a lot different than a bunch of people going to Castle Island.
That's true, but it's the theory. I mean, according to the tweets that I got, there were about 20 people at this barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, there was a party that actually got shut down. Where was it? I forgot it here somewhere. But it's like 60 people went to, I think it was in New Hampshire. There was a party with 60 people in New Hampshire that ended up getting shut down.
The theory's the same. Whether you go to Castle Island or hold a barbecue or, invite a dozen people over to your house and you all hang out together, it's the same theory. You know, you just don't care about other people around you. You're like, all right, the illness is for other people. You know, screw all of you. I'm going to continue to live my life. When in reality, everyone needs to get on board with this to make this stop.
Well, according to healthdata.org/projections, they're saying April 15th, 2020.
I hope you're right.
Is the peak. Is the peak, right? Yeah. Which would mean that there's probably at least another 6 to 8 weeks to where it's safe. Because remember, we're 2 weeks from the peak right now. So, and we've been in this for 2 to 3 weeks already. So there you go. And we probably should have started earlier. So yeah, you're looking at almost 8 weeks after the peak until I think a lot of places are going to feel safe opening back up.
This says May 14th.
May 14th for what?
That you can get back to what you were doing.
Well, I mean, seeing that this is as bad as any other country, it's worse than any country. We'll see. Well, hopefully that's the case.
Well, China's not given the right information, and everything else is a lot smaller. So, yes. And then by June, it's gone. So, there you go. That's what they're saying. Where are we now? Right? What is this? March 30th. DDD.
8 weeks until it's gone, right?
March 30th, we're ramping up.
Okay.
We're ramping up. And then here we go to the 15th,
okay.
And then we're ramping down. We're ramping down. So, like May, this looks like to me. May is when you can get out. Yeah, I know a guy who has it, and it's with him, it's not terrible. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I know some. As I said, I know some nurses who have it, and they're home instead of helping people, which is awful because you're taking those people away from. I mean, think about that. So the people who don't have the gear, and they still don't have it, which I've said before, it's inexcusable that they don't have the masks and they don't have the gloves and, you know, the ventilators. They should have ordered them to these companies to make them weeks ago, but they've only ordered one company so far, and everything's lagging behind. But the fact that you've got the people who are out there trying to save you getting sick. And I think that I read something too, like the New York Police Department, it's something crazy like 15% of the police department has the coronavirus and has to self-quarantine. And I saw somebody put this in perspective, and I don't know if it's true, but they said that that amount is almost the same amount as the entire police force of the city of Boston.
Cool. Yeah. Jesus.
Da 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 da. Bump. So stay the F home, you stupid asses over at Castle Island. God, that pissed me off so much. I thought we had figured it out as a state. Like, nope. We got this down.
Not even close.
Nope, not even close.
Yeah. It says there's 61,509 bed shortages, and there's 15,103 ICU bed shortages. And then.
Where? Like in just Massachusetts
nationally. Nationally. And they need 26,753 ventilators. So that's what they're saying over here. So there you go. It is important to social distance.
Well, at least we're getting expert advice from A-Rod on everything. That's apparently another thing that the president did. He called Alex Rodriguez to get his advice on stuff, which pissed me off to no end as well. During all this stuff where there's... I'm telling you, anybody who knows these doctors or nurses, this would really effing piss you off. When you found out that he was calling Alex effing Rodriguez to get advice on how to deal with the coronavirus, that was, of course, after calling Tom effing Brady and congratulating him on his brand new contract.
Dr. Fauci, we want you to stand over there. I have a call to make. Excuse me.
I got this. I got to call A-Rod. Even though you have access to the greatest minds and scientists and people telling you one thing, you want to know what I almost swore. A-Rod thinks about all this. Alex Rodriguez. Oh, it pisses me off to no end.
Well, have a positive attitude.
Somebody get Sam Cassell on the phone. What does he think? Let's just call random athletes. Why
Sam
not?
Sam Cassell had sex with Madonna.
Well, that maybe he'd get advice on that. I mean, he might know something about diseases.
Well, oh, hey. Unfair. She made a video of herself in the bathtub singing and yelling. All right. Well, there you go. That is what is going on in the world. And that is what is going on in the United States. And so they've closed what, like the national parks?
Not the national parks, but just Marty Walsh said they were closing the parks around Boston.
Marty has decided to save everyone from themselves at this point.
What is the definition of a park?
Like you know, like they're either cutting the net down or they're putting zip ties on all the basketball goals. There's signs at all of the playgrounds, all of the open parks, the city parks. Those are the parks that they've closed.
So you can't take your kids out to play basketball?
Not if it's a group of kids. No, you shouldn't.
No, you can't take your children out to play basketball
to the park. No,
yes.
they're zip tying up. Because they're zip tying up the things. They don't want to encourage there being group sports together.
Okay.
That's why.
All right. Well, that's one less thing you can do with your kids. If they do that.
Fred was just thinking of Milo bouncing off the walls without basketball.
Well, we have a Peloton machine, and I got them both on that.
There you go.
Yeah. There's one kid he rides bikes with. At a respectable distance. All right, Rich, when we come back, more of people's favorite moments from the show. We'll be right back.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.